stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Round the Ash weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4. You're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. Boys?
How we going, Josh?
There we go. Hey. And Zach, does your nose deceive you?
Or is?
Mark Gravina.
Special guest, Mark Gravina.
Enemy of the show, Mr. Mark Gravina, is stopping by. He was supposed to bring a very important guest, but he's shown up empty-handed. Mark, discuss.
Once again.
The guest is too drunk, apparently.
Which is kind of your shtick.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like you're projecting, Mark.
Mark, now we did have intern Had stop by last week on the show, which you can hear on the Josh and Zachary Show Snippets podcast on iTunes and podbay.com. He did a stellar job.
Took to it like a duck to water.
And how about yourself, Mark? I mean, you've been on the show a number of times, much to the chagrin of all the listeners, but I mean, you've got some big shoes to fill.
Well, it's easy. You just talk straight into the mic. I think Had was stuffing that up last week.
It's a tricky. It's tricky to get you used to, but as long as you do that. But I mean, he brought content, zingers, Zach,
zingers left and right, zingers and zangers. I would have said.
What was his zinger rate per minute?
Ah, would have been at least. It would have been above 11.
Above 11, Mark. 11 zingers a minute. Can you reckon you can top it?
Nowhere near it.
It's the Josh and Zachary Show. Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. Ellie Goulding with "Love Me Like You Do." More gold straight after this. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197, it's Brisbane's Youth Alternative, boys, and a bit of a catastrophe on the way into the show, Zach. You know how I like to have a bottle of water with me at all times, keep the vocal cords nice and lubricated for my broadcasting.
And Brisbane thanks you for it.
And so they should. The thing is, threw in a couple of bottles of water. I was in a bit of a dash to get out of here, running a bit late. Yeah, I'm human, whatever. Threw in a couple of waters, Zach. Now, I got a large bottle of water. That's my show drinking water.
So far, this is riveting. I'm on the edge of my seat. How does this conclude?
Yeah. Well, stick around and find out. We'll be back after this. I got my, like I was saying, my 1 liter bottle of water here. And also, Zach, as a bit of a treat to myself, it is my signature drink, sparkling water. And that's water with a bit of fizz. And threw all of this in my bag. By the time I got to the radio station, I'm just mainly grabbing all my stuff out, just making sure I've got everything. Everything is completely soaking wet. And it turns out, I thought, here we go, a leak in the bottle. Yeah, oldest trick in the book. I pulled everything out, inspected all the bottles. No leaks to be seen.
No leak.
And it wasn't until I checked the...
A small animal burrowed into the bag and urinated in there.
Once again. the problem was that I didn't have one of the lids on the bottle. So I just threw it in haphazardly. Didn't even check if there was a lid on there. Everything's soaking wet. I could be electrocuted during the show. I'm excited.
Why didn't you put the lid on the bottle?
I was in haste. I was in a mad haste.
Haste makes waste.
Well, the thing is, did I cancel the show or did I come in?
You came in.
Another water-based. It was a water-based issue that I basically marched on through with like a hero's march, basically. But one show, I didn't know that thinking, okay, if I had a water-based issue, I could have cancelled the show.
Yeah, well, it wasn't covered in the handbook.
It wasn't covered in the handbook, but I think that...
the handbook's being rewritten.
It most certainly is. As of Thursday, an issue that was arised on the breakfast shift, which you can catch from 6 till 9 weekdays.
They're a stellar crew over there.
A very good friends of ours, Alistair and Tim, they take the Monday to Wednesday shift. And on Thursday, there's a bit of a loose goose on the airwaves. Zach, what is his name?
It'd be Jim.
It'd be big old Jim.
Big Jim, old Jim. Jim we gets, love Jim.
We love Jim. He comes in here and he does a stellar job.
I've listened to them on, I think it was Thursdays or Wednesdays. Genuinely enjoyable.
Very laid back style. Laid back. You know, you don't want to start the day with a bit of, with too much stimuli.
No.
So on your way to work, he just kind of comes in. He's got the greatest voice in the world and he'll just talk about Game of Thrones and all that kind of caper. And like you said before, Zach, Brisbane thanks him for it.
They do.
But a bit of an issue on Thursday's show. We have a forum or a Facebook group where everyone just kind of, all the switcheroos, that broadcast from this station, they can get in touch with each other. It's a bit of a helpline if anything goes wrong. And
but what it's not is poison's control.
Poor old Jim found himself in a situation. He, if my memory serves me correctly.
He was at work.
He was at work, loving life.
He got a bit thirsty. Reached for a water.
Mm-hmm.
Water had some plaster in it. Did that stop Jim? It did not.
Poor old Jim was throwing up left, right, and center as all reports came in. No one quizzed him on it, though, which I thought was weird.
I had so many questions But I didn't want to raise, so I thought, you know what, he's having a rough time.
The issue was, poor old Jimbo, he took a sip of water. It had a bit of what we assume is plasterboard.
Could have been asbestos.
And he basically poisoned himself to the point where he couldn't broadcast on the Thursday 6 o'clock hour till 9 o'clock.
It's rough doing community radio. I've thought about doing the same, but...
You're listening to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197, it's Brisbane's Youth Alternative, joined in the studio with enemy of the show, Mr. Mark Gravina.
Hey.
Mark, always a pleasure to have you.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Feel free to pipe up at any time, you know the rules.
Straight into the mic.
Straight into the mic, point and spray.
Easy. Even the simple of us can imagine it.
Boys, we've got an issue with something else going on, obviously, in the world today, or not today, during this week. Beloved Olympian Dawn Fraser.
See, is she beloved Olympian? And how long do you get to claim to be an Olympian for?
Well, how long?
That's what annoys me about the whole thing. Is Dawn Fraser is like 70. She looks like, what'd she do? Was she a swimmer?
Swimmer.
She can't swim now. It doesn't look like she's won a medal in over 10 years. I think you get 5 years after you win a gold medal, and then your cereal sponsorships dry up and you're never heard from again, and you work in a back office somewhere. That's how it's meant to work.
No, she's doing arthritis remedies.
Oh, is she?
Daytime TV.
She got arthritis, though. That's the worst part. Don't endorse a product saying, this doesn't give you arthritis. P.S. I have arthritis.
I think, you can't really keep the elderly away from pools. I see them all the time at the gym doing the aqua aerobics. They're always playing the Watusi step.
It's easy on me joints.
They don't play Pink and all those hit songs. They usually play the...
something from the 1920s.
You always see the old ducks in there swimming around.
Jimmy Durante's sitting by the side of the pool.
Just trying not to die.
We've got a segment. It's called The Elderly Say the Darndest Thing. Let's kick it off.
Welcome back to another episode of The Elderly Say the Darndest Things.
No telling what, no telling when, never a dull moment. You think you know, they'll surprise you again. Saying what they wanna. They're gone tomorrow, right here today. Let's hear what they have to say.
The elderly say the darndest things here on the Josh and Zachary Show.
Are we going for a new record of longest jingle?
It's a bit of background music for everyone to enjoy while they're zipping around Brisbane in this cold weather. Heaters on, probably to the max. But do we know anything about this story, boys, or are we just shooting from the hip like Dawn Fraser is?
Shooting from the ship. From the ship and the hip.
We're not pirates.
No. We well should be.
She's taking issue, Zach.
She's taking issue with one of the tennis players. Mark, you'd be all over this.
All over it.
What's the name of the tennis player?
Kyrgios.
Kyrgios.
Kyrgios. Well, can do Kyrgios.
George.
He's a bit of a he's a bit of a loose goose in the tennis community. There always seems to be one loose goose in the tennis community, isn't there?
Well, there's two going at the moment.
Who's the other?
Bernard Tomic.
He's got nothing.
No, mate, he's soft.
He's lost his license like 7 times.
License to play tennis.
To drive on the Gold Coast.
Oh, good.
Well, anywhere, I guess.
I'm always a fan of the loose geese in tennis.
I'm kind of jealous of them.
Yeah.
They're having fun.
They are. Like,
making heaps of money.
Was it Johnny McEnroe used to yell at the umpire all the time? And I think this guy's given the umpire a serve too. Dawn Fraser's not taken too kindly to it.
I mean, we've said that old Kyrgios, he's been mouthing off to the umpire a bit and giving a bit of cheek. And Dawn Fraser said, obviously, she was questioned on it.
I think he was accused of tanking in the last round as well, like just not trying.
Yeah, which basically, if they did that in radio, we would be fined.
Dawn Fraser would be in here with a machete.
I thought you guys tank every week. I think he also called the umpire scum.
I mean, that's really basic. Yeah, you know, it's not really. I mean,
it's not the worst insult I've heard. But it's slung my way
to an umpire. I mean, he's never sat in the Gabba and watched that.
Plus, catchy new name, scumpire.
I mean, let's have a listen.
Kyrgios can have that one for free.
He'll take that to the bank. And I mean, tanking. He basically, someone said, "Oh, mate, you were tanking in that one." And at his press conference afterwards, and he hit back with, "Well, why don't you try having a crack at returning one of these serves?" And I guess put that journalist in his place.
Yeah, big time.
Well, I would have said, yeah, okay. See if he followed through. I mean, the logistics of that would be a nightmare. I mean, you got to play on the Wimbledon court.
And plus, you've got to set up your opponent to hit balls at this journalist for some point you're trying to prove for your own ego.
I mean, let's have a listen to what Dawn Fraser said.
If they don't like it, go back to where their fathers or their parents came from. You know, we don't need them here in this country to act like that.
Put her in a home.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 11, 97. Brisbane's youth alternative, Justin Justice Crew there with everybody. Boys, it's a pleasure
sick
to be
Justice
here.
Crew.
Zach's sick of the Justice Crew. He's sitting there talking about Mickey Mouse money, but he's sick of Justice but he's sick of the Justice Crew.
Yeah.
And a reference for everyone, Zach. Thrills. You're excited?
Well, yeah, I'm always excited.
Are you a millionaire?
Not yet.
Of course, we're talking about Zach's Bitcoin investments.
Well, I don't know if I want to make that too public.
I think you get robbed out at the front of the studio.
Yeah, exactly.
It could, $400.
And it could skyrocket in the time it takes us to do this show. You never
and
know.
It could plummet as well.
Which it most trendily has. Give us your hard drive full of money, mate.
The codes are in my head. You'd have to crack open my skull to get them.
Mark.
I'll do it. Hold him down.
Get that chair. Oh, wrap it around his skull. I mean, Bitcoin for everyone, obviously, is made up money from the internet. Boys, they're all on the same page. Zach's made some sound investments against everyone's advice, especially his accountant.
Especially Dad.
The old man's not happy that you're investing in Bitcoin.
He sat me down. He begged me not to. He said, I will pay you for your losses that you've endured so far if you just get out now.
Stop, quote unquote, shoveling money into a dead finance. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 11.97. It's Brisbane's youth alternative, and all hell is breaking loose here in the studio. We've got Ellie, Jane, and the Forces of Destiny, which is a great, great asset to have on the show. Forces of Destiny. I've got to say, I thought there'd be more of yous. Yeah. Guys, how are you?
Very good, thank
staying
you.
Cool, staying
yes.
warm, rather.
Yeah, well, it's nice out yes. there today.
Bit of a vortex happening here in Brisbane. So, are you guys all Brisbane locals?
Well, we're sort of from the Redlands area, so but we play around Brisbane, so I guess, Brisbane locals.
Lovely
yeah.
part of the world. Well, tell us about Ellie Jane and the Forces of Destiny.
Well, we're a fairly recently formed trio band, and we've pretty much just started to get out there gigging now. We're picking up a lot more gigs for our original music, which is great. I have previously been doing a solo project just as Ellie Jane, and a lot of people were giving me feedback, you know, you should get a band behind you. So then the Forces of Destiny were born.
Were they the Forces of Destiny before, or did you name them yourself?
I kind of named that.
Did you guys have a say in the
yes.
name?
Yeah, we actually picked it.
Oh, you picked it. Yeah. Did you give your list and say, have at it, boys?
Yes. That's
actually how it was.
And how's the songwriting work now that you've got a band behind you? Does everyone get to have their say in the songs and everything?
Yeah, well, Jerry, the bass player, and myself, we actually do a bit of co-writing now, which is great. So, I mean, most of the songs that we have learnt so far are the songs that I've written when I was doing my solo stuff. And the guys chuck in their own ideas as well.
I pretty much just walk in and hop on the drum kit and play anything.
It's the glory of being on the drums. You can play something different and it's like every single song, doesn't it?
That's right.
You just make it up as you go along.
That's
but,
right.
You know, it works really well and they both get where I'm coming from with the music. So it adds a nice touch to it.
Yeah, it adds a dynamic change on the stage. It must make playing live a bit more interesting.
It's actually really fun. It
definitely
really
a lot of fun.
Works out a lot more than just doing the solo stuff. So we get into it a fair bit.
What kind of music did you say that you play?
So I'd sort of say like alternative rock. But we cover a lot of
genres in one.
Yeah.
It's
like blues, a bit of funk, a bit of soul sort of elements in the vocals. So
It kind of it always impresses me when someone can either A, play the guitar, two, or B, write a song, and C, sing. Did all of that come together, or did you think, okay, I can sing, I better learn to play the guitar and I should learn how to write songs, or did you just naturally know how to do all three at once?
Yeah, no, that's a very interesting question. Well, basically I picked up the guitar first when I was about 7 years old and just learned some basic chords my mum taught me, and then from there, that just progressed, and I would always be singing anyway, so I just started doing it together pretty much straight away. And then the songwriting sort of came more in my teenage years.
Yeah.
Yeah, once I'd learnt more about how music works and everything, so.
Is that the same with the Forces of Destiny over here?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Ellie Jane and the Forces of Destiny, guys, thank you very much for coming in, and we'll throw up all the stuff on Facebook so everyone can check yours out.
You can
and
find me on Facebook, Ellie Jane.
There you go.
I love that.
where did you say you were playing next, the last one?
The next one? Yeah, the next one is going to be this Saturday the 18th at the Milk Factory in West End.
Well, there you go, guys. Make sure you go check them out. And like I said, thank you very much, guys, for coming in, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
We'll be back straight after this.
Want more of the good stuff? Stick around. The music starts again in 60 seconds. Switch.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. Brisbane's Youth Alternative, saying goodbye to Ellie Jane and the Forces of Destiny. You can catch the performance on YouTube when we throw that up a little bit later in the week. It was a brilliant performance, I would say. Maybe one of the best performances we've ever had.
I'd imagine so.
Then again, we say that about everyone.
We do.
Just in case they're listening on their car on the way home.
Are the guests getting progressively better, though?
I think they are. I think.
I can't wait to see what we have next week.
We had Jacob Lee last week, or a couple of weeks ago, and he was a voice contestant. Will.i.am turned around for him, so, I mean, imagine what Will.i.am would be spinning around like a madman with Ellie
Jane. He'd go into orbit.
It'd be spinning like a dreidel. Boys, as part of our peace treaty last week with, or a couple of weeks ago with The Breakfast Shift, last week's show, we did a couple of their segments. We did "Arr, It's In My Eyes" and "China Don't Care."
See, I always thought it was "Arr, It's In Me Eyes."
Pirate Chat, or otherwise known as Pirate Chat. But unfortunately, it was just things that you just couldn't avoid in the media. Yeah. Usually Kim Kardashian and things of that nature. And yes, I meant to say Kim Kardashian in that way because I was trying to be silly.
Keep trying.
The thing is, Zach, we gave them Karaoke-dio, a staple on the Josh and Zachary show. And
well,
we also gave them Impression of the Week.
Now, that's a staple.
That's a genuine staple on the Josh and Zachary show. Karaoke-dio is a little bit whatever.
You made a jingle. You want to get some use out of it. That's essentially what Karaoke-dio is.
I thought of the word Karaoke-dio, and I thought, I got to make something about this. But they tackled Karaoke-dio on their Breakfast Shift on the Monday show, which you can catch Tim and Alistair on Mondays.
I'm surprised they did that one.
6 till 9 o'clock on Switch 1197. Get your morning started off right.
That's if Jim hasn't drunk the plaster again.
Has he haven't drank a drywall or anything of that nature? He's chewing these.
He's eating us out of house and home.
He's eating a door jam and a nail.
That's why we had to move to these new studios. Jim just kept gnawing on the siding board.
We call him the termite. But he did. Tim took Karaoke-dio, and Alistair kind of stitched him up with his song choice. Yeah. He chose to do Bob the Builder. And he did that in...
Wow.
For everyone who doesn't understand Karaoke-dio, which is difficult to believe because it is pretty much self-explanatory, it's karaoke on the radio and not done with your singing voice. It's done with your broadcasting voice, which, I mean, we're all broadcast professionals here and we all have perfect voices. Mark Ravina, give us a taste of yours.
My radio voice.
Your radio voice.
There it is.
Oh, what? That was, yeah, a deep, bit of bass in that one.
A bit deeper than usual.
Yeah, Zach, yours. Get nice and close to the mic so everyone can enjoy it.
Well, I've been trying to work on mine, but...
Is that it?
I don't know. Well, I just try and talk with my normal voice. I guess everyone's already told me that's pretty pleasant.
Well, let's have a listen to see how Tim tackled Karaoke-dio with his broadcasting voice.
Bob the Builder. Can we fix it? Bob the Builder. Yes, we can. Scoop, Muck and Dizzy and Rolly too. Lofty and Wendy, join the crew.
I mean, he had a go.
He had a go.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative.
Certainly is, Josh. Let no one be mistaken on that.
Thank Mr. Mark Gravina, enemy of the show, for participating in this week's Karaoke-dio and did a fantastic job. I would I'll just throw my hat in the ring and say that he did.
Well, you're lying.
You've broken
killed him.
Killed me with laughter. That's the best way to go, isn't it, boys? Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's Youth Alternative, and that basically brings us to the end of the show. Mark Ravina, thank you very much for joining us, of course.
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
What?
Hold your horses, right? I just want to thank Ellie Jane and the Forces of Destiny for coming in. You can catch them on Facebook, obviously. Just search Ellie Jane and the Forces of Destiny.
Not keep your difficult. Ear right here.
Stop it! These are my lines.
Catch them at the Milk Bar this Saturday. Boys, thank you very much for coming in, of course.
Oh, my pleasure.
And Mark, have you got anything else to say before you wrap the show up?
No, nothing at all.
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
just like that.
Thanks for right here.
Thanks for keeping your ear right here. We'll stay beautiful.
We'll see you guys next week. One more good stuff.